daf.
Lamed on the days in Nachri Yisrael v'Yisrael Chem. So he lends the Yisrael Mariel Chem. So the Chametz over here is the Chametz is lending money to a Yisrael. Al Chemsoy.
What does Al
Chemsoy
mean?
The Chametz is collateral. Look at Rashi. Rashi over here says Nachri Yisrael v'Yisrael most money Al Chemsoy koydim haPesach. So the Chametz is. But he lends money.
He borrowed money from a guy, and it was the Jew's chametz that was collateral in the guy's house.
Where the Nachri is lending money. He's lending money. Sorry, the Jew's chametz is collateral. So now comes Pesach. Fine. So now it's also behano. The all of Pesach muta behano.
How could? What about the fact that he owns it? That the Jew owns it? He's not
over
Bal
Yerub,
Bal Yerub,
Bal Yerub, it's not in his house? I don't know. We'll see in the Gemara. Muta behano. Ula kameh b'gemara mukilah. The Gemara doesn't explain. Ula kameh b'gemara mukilah. Kishe her. Enu etzloi b'beisoi. He gave it to the guy. In other words, the Gemara is going to say this, he's not over Bal Yerub, Bal Yerub, because he let the guy take the chametz.
Yeah, but that's just his collateral. So I understand, if I have collateral chametz in someone else's house, I don't have to be machker, I don't have to say, hey look, when I sell with the rav, I have to tell him I have my chametz over there, it's collateral, it's mine,
You're not selling, there's no mechiras chametz here in the Gemara. In the Gemara there's no...
I'm just giving you that as an example.
You do, of course you do.
I have ownership.
Of course you have to do so, of course.
So the fact that you have your chametz in someone else's property...
Yeah.
Not an excuse.
Exactly. It's not an excuse. So let's go by. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi explains. That word means that you deposit.
Yeah, it's in the guy's house.
You didn't pay him yet. Fine. It's given to him. So
it's mechusar
gavayna
to the yid. Is that what
you're saying? Mechusar gavayna namino to the guy. To the guy, it's not mechusar gavayna.
It's in the guy's premises.
Exactly. That's why it's not. That's why it's not mechusar gavayna.
It's not
mechusar gavayna. Loy havei, it says.
No, it says mechusar gavayna. Oh,
mechusar gavayna namino. Namino havei. It's loy nosun. It's given to the guy. So in other words, over here, Rashi, what you're saying is that the guy already really owns it. There is no violation of Baal Yei Rohe, Baal Yei Motze. Since, in other words, basically you sold it to the guy.
Rashi's not saying that.
Yes, he is. Read weiter. Iglai Milsa. No, there's no why. Read weiter. Iglai Milsa Lamafreya. Demisha Sheher.
He's just telling you why it's Mutabana. Why it's not called Chomet Shover all of a Pesach?
Right. In other words, if I now go and I pay back the loan after Pesach, so then it's like I'm buying it back. I'm buying the Chomets back. Being that the Chomets is in the possession of the non-Jew over Pesach, and I owe the non-Jew money, and the non-Jew has the collateral to collect the payment.
If I pay him back, it's like I'm buying it again from
the right.
And therefore, there's no Chomet Shalva of Pesach problem.
Exactly.
This is going completely to Man Domer, the Chomet Shalva of Pesach is also.
Right.
Okay. Now, if he doesn't pay him back, then it becomes
Lemafreya.
No,
it's even if he does pay him back. Even if he does, because in every case, it's like you're buying it back. Because even if because otherwise you're going to be over Bal Yerub, Bal Yemotze.
Maybe you are.
What do you mean, maybe you are? What do you mean?
Why aren't you over?
Because that's exactly what Rashi is saying, because since it's not Mechusa, you owe him money, I borrowed money. Therefore I owe you money. And the chametz has been designated as payment. And you already have payment of the money because you have the chametz in your possession. So it's as if I basically sold you. When everything is said and done, we look at this transaction, even though we're calling it on paper a loan, and you're paying back the loan and this collateral, in the world of halacha, we view this as if before Pesach began, I sold the goy my chametz, and after Pesach, I bought the chametz from the goy.
And regardless, if I'm not able to...
Regardless.
Buy it, so that's for sure to go.
For sure.
If I'm able to buy it, it's as if I'm buying it now.
Exactly, exactly. So even though technically this is called a loan, in the world of halacha, we view this as a sale and a buy. Good?
So why does it say Kivan Demat is a man of a loy pare? It should be regardless if he's pare or loy pare.
The Kevon the Motas Mane Veloy Pare, since the time has run you do not Veloy Pare, Nachamol Rashi, Molos Al Chemse Kodna Pesach, the Avalo Pesach, Mutu Bahano, it's Mutu, it will come a par pug, mar par mukila, Kishe, Her, Henoi, Etzloy, Bebe, so the Shoye Etzla Nachu, Kodimor Pesach, the Kevon the Motas Mane Veloy Pare. I think what he means over here is.
He sounds like he's saying that if he does pay it back,
no, no, you don't say that. No. The cave of the mother's man of Le Pare.
He paid him back. So you go to Mafrei and you say, this is the Jews. If it is the Jews, it is a problem. So
no, we don't say that. We're not going to say that. I don't know. We have to see the Gemara. We have to see the Gemara. We have to see what's going on in the Gemara.
Rashi's clearly taking a stand.
Okay, we'll see. We shall see. Let's see. Let's go right there. Let's see. We shall see. We shall see. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Back to the Mishnah. We have here Nachmi Shehil Veshol Al Chemtzer V'Achar Pesach. Achar Pesach Mutu Behano. It's Mutu Behano Achar Pesach. Mutu Behano Achar Pesach Behano. Next. Anayadin. Other way around. What is the other way around? The Yisrael. Shehil Ves Nachmi Al Chemtzer. Let's over here. Let's say the Yisrael, he lends money to a guy. And there's an arrangement made. That if you don't pay me back the money, I'm going to take your chametz. Give me the chametz.
He gives the chametz to the Jew before Pesach, just like in the other case. He gives
right, the to correct, the exactly. Also behana. So in this case, we say the same exact thing. Let's take a look. Let's take a look over here. It's going to be also behana. Okay.
If what? If the guy pays him back. The guy pays him back, then the
chametz l'mafreya. You're adding a lot. Let's see Rashi. Let's see Rashi.
That's
Rashi.
What Rashi said in the beginning, imagine, say, let's see what Rashi
says. Nami kevon de herenu etzloy motes mani v'loy parei mehushaita de oisvei kom le brushusei. It appears over here that the loan already is due. We have to clarify a point over here. Rashi over here is the motes mani. The case over here is going, let's clarify. Purim. You make the loan. Let's go back to the first case of the Mishnah. The first case, I lend money to a...
Everything. The question is that Rashi clearly says, over Asmani v'loy pare. This is only in a case, the Mishnah's case is only if the Jew didn't pay the guy didn't pay the Jew, whatever the case may be. If he doesn't pay, then whoever it was by for Pesach is deemed to be the owner for before Pesach.
Okay, fine.
If he does pay the guy, then it reverts back to the original owner, and then you have a problem, potentially. That's what Rashi says.
Let me see if we're getting Rashi. Most shall al achemsa want to bring Rashi. Most achemsa will come to Pesach. We are all Pesach. Mut behana. We'll come in with one book. You love because Shaharadu al etzel bebesoi. You gave him the chametz. The shoy etzel anochi e kol imos a Pesach. The came with the mud is mani. Veloi parei. O mechus gubayin nami loi have. And the lamb loi have. Shoy etzel nosen. Iglai muslim afreya. The mishosh Shaharadu etzel have day. Fine. Okay, fine. So you want to say that if he doesn't pay.
Two important things. The guy has it. And he didn't get paid back.
He so defaults. He defaults. Lemafreya. Lemafreya. But let's say he does pay back. But let's say he pays back on time. Then you're saying that if the Jew goes ahead and pays back the loan on time, if
the loan goes back,
then lemafreya, the Jew is over bal yeroya bal yimotzei. So it pays to be. So this doesn't make any sense.
Why?
It pays. It pays the default on the loan? Chayte niska.
It defeats loan makes it worse.
If you don't pay the loan, if you don't pay the loan, then you come out ahead on time.
It's not like the person's making a decision because Vilchus Pesach that he's going to a rav and asking, what should I do? These are the facts. And then he realizes that he had chametz. And now we want to know, it's also banah. That's the question here. It happened. He's not going to a rav beforehand, and the rav is telling him, here's what I suggest you do. Pay him back. Because if you pay, or don't pay him back, so therefore you'll be free. It's talking about what it happened already.
Okay, let's see over here the Gevaita, the Mishnah. The Gemara, Itmar. Itmar, Baal Choyf, Abayamar, Nusugi, Baal Choyf.
One second, I want to just go back to one thing. It says, a Nachri is allowed to have Chametz. Some people say a Nachri is not allowed to have Chametz on Pesach? Or Chametz is owned by a Nachri? What's the rule by Nachri?
What?
A Nachri
has Chametz, it's Mutter. What's the Shaila? It's Mutter. You let it go to a shop right after Pesach and buy chametz?
Well, I understand what the law is, but the Gemara talks about Nochri.
Same thing. You let it go, a God that has chametz is mutter. What's the problem?
What's the rule? Is there machlokes in the Gemara?
No. Chametz of a Nochri, after... I don't know. You know, you're trying to learn the Kola Torah Kula here on one line, one Mishnah. Why don't we learn the Gemara and see what the Gemara says? You do this sometimes. You get all worked up and you try to compress into one line everything you ever heard about the Sugya. Anything that you ever know about this Sugya, you're going to compress now into this one Mishnah. I don't know anything. Have rachmanis on me, on shvacha people like me.
And it comes a day later, and I don't remember anything that I learned. And you're telling me accept it. Accept the fact that that was yesterday's daf. Don't be bothered that you don't remember it. Just move forward. And I'm saying to myself, when I heard it the first time that something about a Nachri, I said, incredible. Whoever thought of that? Of course. A Nachri's Chometz is Mutter. Whoever thought not? I'm learning the Gemara that it's telling me a Nachri's Chometz is also. What is that all about? Now when I ask you about it, you tell me you don't know. Let's
look, right? I don't know.
And what's bothering me is that after we hang up, I'm going to go back and I'm going to learn Chav Ches Amad Aleph again. I'm going to learn Chav Ches Amad Aleph because I have good notes. I told you, I have good notes. And you explained it very well about the three Shittas from Yehuda, Rav Shimon, and Rav Yosi. I had a good Rebbe. And he taught me all these things, and now he's telling me, expect me to remember from 7 years ago. I don't remember what I learned yesterday, right?
Okay. Kasal to the Pesach Hilchos. Yeah.
This was great. This was a great tool for the Dafia for Chavtes.
Who gave it out?
You did.
Where did I get that from? I know where I got that from. I got that from Yosef Das.
You don't remember what you learned, but you remember who you got it from. It's a real, real nice shtickle here. They should have. Do they have a publication in the bookstore where they have things like this on every daf?
I don't know. Where'd I get that from?
It doesn't say reprinted with permission of anybody. But I'm saying, I would love to have another book, just like you have this, whatever, Myrus HaShaz, whatever, Myrus HaDaf, something that has, like, the flow of the Gemara packed up. I didn't see in Pesachim anywhere on the bottom in Arts World where they have a little chazara of the whole thing. With a picture of Yosef, of Yehuda, of Shimon, Yosef, Lily. I learned the whole, what's that section called? Chananya, Skana Kainim. I learned it over. I learned seven blot. I part of it in it. I learned it for 7 days. I went through it.
What you learned? Where did you learn that?
First, I learned a little bit with you, and I learned it a little bit with the guy in Lakewood.
The Tomb of the Tahara?
Yeah.
You know it inside out now?
No, not inside out. But if I hear it again, it's not... Within the next week, it won't sound so odd to me. But I remember when I started it, I didn't remember ever learning it. And it says in the beginning of my Gemara, fourth time. This is my fourth time learning Sefer. So I don't know how many people can say that they went through Shas and forgot Shas three times.
Yeah, it's all baloney.
Three times I forgot Shas. This is the fourth time. Then I always thought, Brachis, Shabbos, Erevim, Sachim, Shkalim. And then I get stuck. Yuma. And then it's like,
Weiter in the Gemara. A person who lends money and he's Shabbos in the Chasav, Shem Loi Efra Lecha Ad Yoim Ploini, Givo Min Chasai. I'm lending you money. And if I do not pay you back by this date, then you can collect my assets.
Normal case, a guy buys a house and takes a mortgage on it. So he tells the lender that if I don't pay you back my mortgage on time,
get out of my house. The Zman arrives and he does not pay. Question. So when do you have right to collect? Who gets the interest? Who gets the interest?
I don't think he's talking about the interest, he's talking about the principal.
Okay, from the Zman, let's say I sell it to someone else. Let's say I sell the house to somebody else from the time of the loan to the time of when I default on the loan.
It doesn't work in today's world because the new person won't buy it without a release from the old mortgage
offer. Let's see. That's the machlokes. Abaya says, Lemafrehu goive givia giviosai shagova achshav that you collect now iglay milsalam the mishosh hilvi omdu nechosav halolu becheskosai. So Abaye says you go lemafreya. Rav Amar einim becheskosai elu mikanu haba ulukamei mefarish lemay nafkemina. Vayit in the Gemara itmar balchol the Abaye malafrehu goive Rav Amar mikanu haba goive kol hecha di ikdish loive. Here's an nafkemina. Let's say you makdish the nechosim. Let's say the person who borrows, he's makdish in the chasim, or he sells it. He's makdish or he sells it. Everyone agrees, like what you just said. Don't confuse me with the machlokes, Abaye and Rav, the Mafreu, Mikanu Laba. Even if you hold Mikanu Laba, again, even if you hold Mikanu Laba, you have no right to be makdish or to sell it. Okay? Kuli alma loy pligi the osse malve the tadef the osse malve uparik. He can redeem it. Let's see Rashi. Everyone agrees there's no machlokes in this case. The osse malve the tadef min alukuches bechinam. If I sell, the borrower sells it, then I had no right to sell it, even if you hold mikanu labo goiva. And you, the lender, have a right to repossess the assets from the buyer. And if I'm makdish it, even if you hold it, mikanu laba, who goy there, if I'm makdish in before that zman, you, the lender, have a right to redeem it from the Beis HaMikdash. Now, it's not even necessary, according to the letter of the law, to redeem it. The redemption is just a show. You don't have to give the full value. You just give a penny. Look at Rashi. Rashi says you redeem it from Hegdish. Bedavar muat. When you redeem it from Hegdish, you don't really need to redeem it, period, because I had no right to be makdish. Hegdish betos. I have no right to be makdish. However, we do not allow a person to take property away from the Beis HaMikdash without a token redemption in order not to make a bad impression. Min Hegdish, bedavar muat.
Nobody has to pay back Hegdish.
What?
Nobody has to pay back Hegdish. So
no.
I'm going to buy a property from you. I'll sell it to Hegdish. I won't pay you back. And then you'll claim from Hector, you'll pay him a penny. This is somebody, Hector loses. I got my tax deduction. See, I sold my property to Hector. Here's my $100,000 tax deduction. I'm claiming it on my tax return. And now, you never paid a guy back. The guy goes to Hector, takes the property for a dollar. I got my tax return.
Guess what? Hegdish will report you to the IRS, and the IRS will put you in jail.
But you're allowed to do that.
You're not allowed to do that. Don't worry, the IRS will catch up with you. We have a shayla about that, he'll come get you. Don't worry about it.
I made up with you. What did he do wrong, legally?
I had no right to be Makdish property upon which there was a lien. What's the shayla?
Buyer beware. Hector has to say, excuse me, I want to see title.
So that's right, they should. That's right, they should see. They should see. The Hector should be more careful. That's right.
Right?
Yeah. What's the, so you're right. So Hector should be careful. Let's see Rashi. The Ase Malvel the Parik Mina Hegdish Bidavim Word Kadesh Lo Yom Hegdish Yotzim in the opinion. The Goyve Chayvai. And the goy v'chay, now you collect. If there was a lien on the property, I collect it. Kidatan baruch in perik shum yisaimim hikdish b'tishim mone. If you makdish something with ninety mone, v'hoy chayvay meyam mone moisif malve ze al halvasai dinar upoides and chasim halalum yad hikdish b'dinar ze v'nelam chayvay. The dinner the yov mefarish time achasim shlo yomu hegdish yoytse below pidyon. Okay, so yeah, you can't go and just take something out of hegdish without paying a penny. It's maris ayin. It's not halacha. It's maris ayin to go take the assets out of hegdish without a pidyon. Now the af al gav the yomad ova hegdish chametz v'shichror. If you mak this chametz v'shichror mafki.
Where are you reading?
Rashi. The Avagav de Marova, Hektish, Chometz, Veshichor, Mafkin, Mide Shibut. Davka Kedusha Gufka Mar Rova, Gun Konomites, a behemo, the carbon, a beged, Sheperisoil Mays, Kidin Vomis, Gabi Itzdavo, the mills of the Pirsa Yasme and Misna, Tan Mishabo, Lukasubas, Yisho, the Omar Rova, Kanya Misna, Aval Kedushas Domim. Loy Amrina. He's asking a kasha. Why? There's a principle called three things. Hegdish chametz v'shichur. What does that mean? It means if you owe money and you makdish something, right? There's a lien, exactly our case. Or chametz. If chametz is owed to you, if this is collateral.
You mentioned chametz here.
Rashi is mentioning a Gemara. It's the Gemara Masechta Ksubis. The Gemara Masechta Ksubis is presenting three halachas, three things. If you have a piece of property, and the piece of property is collateral, it's owed to you. Okay. What do I have? I have my possession either, whatever, any piece of property. Or I have in my possession chometz, or I have a slave, an Eved Kenani, and it is owed to you, this collateral. And now I take the item that it's owed to you and I makdish it to the Beis HaMikdash. Guess what? You lose. Let's say the collateral is chometz.
Collateral.
Same case is here. Same exact case is over here. Same exact case. I borrow money. And I write in the shtar that if I do not pay you by this date, then this becomes your property.
And he takes full control of it right from now. And remember, in our mission, he took control, according to Rashi, he took control of it from the beginning.
No, that's not the case. That's not our case. That's by a goy. We're not up to the goy yet. We're right now discussing a baal choy. We're not up to that case yet. Right now, we're discussing an ordinary case. I have property, I have assets, and the assets have a lien to you. I borrow money and I declare in the event that I do not pay the loan, you will be able to collect your money from this piece of property. And before the loan is due, I take the property and I makdish it to the Beis HaMikdash. So you go fly a kite, too bad for you. Hekdish is mafkia shibut. It's a Gemara Masechta Ksubis. If you makdish something, it's mafkia the shibut. You no longer have the ability to collect it. It's gone. Case number two, chametz. If I designate chametz as collateral for a loan.
You said before hektish loses.
No. Right, that's the kasha. That exactly is Rashi's kasha. Very good. That's exactly the contradiction. That's exactly the kasha. But first, let's get the case. The case number one is an object. The second case is chametz. If I designate leaven as collateral, and now it becomes Pesach, what happens to the chametz? It's also Bahano. The chametz, but in the case of our mission, is going where? Is going where the chametz is dealing with a goy. A goy, and the chametz in the possession of a goy. Here we're not up to the Mishnah yet. Here we're discussing two Jews, two Yidden, Tzvei Yidden, two Yidelach.
What's the difference in the rules of possession, whether we're talking about chametz?
Rashi said, Mechusar Goyvayna. Rashi said those magic words, that if the chametz is in the possession of the goy, it's not Mechusar Goyvayna. You're jumping.
Mechusar Goyvayna just means that it's not eligible to collect, not because chametz has no value.
No.
Because the nobody has it.
The Mechusar Goyvayna means location, location, location.
So it's at the location of the Nochri.
Right.
So therefore it's Mechusar Goyvayna, not...
It's not Mechusar Goyvayna. It's not Mechusar Goyvayna. The Goy already has it.
Right.
We're not discussing the Mishnah, for heaven's sakes. We're not discussing the Mishnah now. We're discussing now a different case. Two Jews. Two Jews. And this is Mechusar Goyvayna. I didn't give it to you yet. It's in my house. I owe you money. I made a condition. I'm borrowing $1,000. If I don't pay you $1,000, you're going to collect from this chametz. And now...
Not chametz?
Yeah, chametz. Three cases. How many times do I have to tell you? Three separate cases. Either an object, or chametz, or an Eved Kenani. Three different cases. A, B, C. 1, 2, 3. I designate this as collateral for a loan, for a choiv. And now, what do? I take the object that you're going to collect from. Oh, it's Hegdish. It's Hegdish. Or if it's Chometz, it's now Pesach. What happens to the Chometz? It's Osir Behana. Jews, it's Osir Behana. I own this Chometz. It was designated for your collection. And now it's Pesach. It becomes Osir Behana for everyone. Case number three, I have an Eved Kenani. Eved Kenani is Meshuggah to you. And you know what I do now? I write the Eved Kenani, you get Shechur. You're free. You're free from being a slave. Yeah. Now, can you collect him? No, he's a free man now. You can't collect another human being. You can collect an Eved Kenani. But if I free...
You can't collect because of Pesach. The slave you can't collect because he freed it.
Right.
And what was the first thing?
Hegdish. Hegdish. I was makdish it.
He's already makdish it.
Right.
In all cases, the person can't collect.
Exactly.
Okay.
So now, so the kasha is, we just said over here that you can collect. But you can't collect. The hegdish was invalid. There's a lien. There's a lien. You have no right to be makdish assets upon which there's a lien. Okay, so we have a contradiction.
You're saying that's the Gemara's kasha?
That's Rashi's kasha. You're totally not paying attention.
Why is Rashi asking the kasha?
Because this is a basic Gemara. If you learn Shas, you should know this inside out already. A basic fundamental question. Don't you know Masechta Ksubos and Daf Nun Tes on the days? Where were you that night? Don't you know this? This is like the elementary. Rashi, it's three lines down. Three lines down in the Rashi. The Af Al Gav, Rashi is like a Tosfos. It's asking a kasha. Said Hegdish. Number one. Number one is Hegdish. Number two is Chometz. Number three is Veshichur Mafkin Mide Shibud. That if you do these three things to an object, you Mafkia the Shibud. And here we say you're not Mafkia the Shibud. How do you reconcile these two pieces of Gemara? Mafkin Mide Shibud. The Gemara says, here's the answer. Dafka Kedushas Aguf Koma Rava. That case is only when you make the animal into a korban. But if you don't make that case where you have an object and you make the object into hegdish, is discussing a case where it gets kedushas haguf. For example, then it works. Then you can then you lose. Then the person who owes it loses. Our case over here that we are discussing is where you make it kedushas domim. So then hegdish does not then you have no right to do so. Then the lender wins. That's dafka. Okay, the word koinam means that in itself it's a term which means it has kedusha guf, or behemo lekarbon, or beged sheperesoy alames, or you make the garment in you designate for a dead body, tachrichen. So in that case, the object gets inherent sanctity to a degree, whatever that means. I beg it, the vomit, it's got to be itzba the nilsa, means a garment, a cloak of silk. The nilsa, the pirsu yasme am misna, on the dead body, the hava mishnabu l'ksuba, so that was designated for the woman's ksuba. The woman loses, because this object now has kedusha saguf. The Amar Rava Kanya Milsa Kanya Misna, the dead body owns it. Our Kedushas Damim Loyamin. We don't say that. So therefore, over here, he's explaining. Over here, he's answering the Stira. We just said over here, top of the page. Moisef Aydina Poides and Chasim Ha'elu. Okay, so it says over here, you have a Baal Choyf. What was the case over here? The case over here is you have a Baal Choyf and he's Makdish. So what is the law? If I owe this money to somebody and I Makdish it, so what is the halacha? The person who owes them, who the lender, he's able to take it away from the Beis HaMikdash. What are you talking about? It's in the Farish Gemara Masechta Ksubis. There are three examples there in the Gemara. And one of the examples is Hekdish. If I makdish something, then the lender loses. So Rashi answers the question. The Gemara Masechta Ksubis is discussing where you makdish it with Kedushas HaGuf. That's where the lender loses. Our Gemara Masechta Pesachim Nachlamet Aleph is discussing where you makdish it with Kedushas Domin. Kedushas Domim, value, that does not work. The Domim is Meshubah to the lender, and he has the right to repossess it. But before he repossesses it, he has... Rashi. What?
Nice Rashi.
Very nice Rashi.
Okay, let's get back to the Gemara.
I have to have Marim now, it's 9:30 now.
Okay, I'm moving to Lakewood.
Yeah?
No, I'm never moving physically to Lakewood.
You're going to Bornstein. You're going to one of the 1,048 Daf Yomis of the Agudas Yisrael. Enjoy. Enjoy. Send them my regards.
You should listen to one of the Rave Bites. The Rave Bites, yes. It's very
cool. Yeah.
Together one day just to the Rave Bites.
I will. All right. Blee Nether. All right. I know. It's very good. He's extremely popular.
I saw one day I was able, when I went on live, I saw all the people that joined. I saw Trevor.
How many people? Hundreds.
It wasn't hundreds. It was, I think, less than 100 for sure. It was less than 100.
The recording, yes, he has 2,000 people that listen to
it. Live. How many people are there live? And he calls it, come 7:45, pre-game show. The pre-game show. Just the guys are schmoozing with themselves.
All right, I gotta go. All right, Zion is on.
Thank you. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Thank you.